Well, Fred moved to inland yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock in the Florida Panhandle, not too far from where Michael came ashore a few years ago, but of course not nearly as ferocious, but was approaching hurricane strength. Another couple of hours, a few hours, we probably would have had a hurricane on our hands as it moved into the Panhandle. In any case, it was semantics, with wind still a sustained near 65 miles per hour. Plenty of tree and power line damage and flooding across the Panhandle into southeastern Alabama and southwestern Georgia. Now the storm weakening as it's lost its source of energy, the warm ocean water, but still producing heavy downpours as it moves north and northeast. That'll include metro Atlanta today, so keep that in mind if you're traveling. West on Interstate 10, dramatically improved conditions today. North on I-75, not so much through Georgia and on north into eastern parts of Tennessee. And even I-95 in eastern Carolinas will have some heavy showers and thunderstorms today. Left behind is a pretty decent tail, if you will, of tropical moisture across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. So the atmosphere will still be ripe for producing showers and thunderstorms today, especially once we get a little bit of heating. There'll be some heavy downpours, gusty winds, and frequent lightning, quick inch or two of rain as the storms move through. Tomorrow, we still get some scattered storms, but they become more of the afternoon variety. They'll be a little slower moving, so it's possible that the downpours could produce even a little bit of heavier rain, at least in the rainfall totals, because moving slower across our neighborhoods. And then as we get into Thursday and Friday, finally the storms start to become at least a little bit more widely scattered in the afternoon. It will allow for some hotter temperatures, and we should see at least several days in a row at or above 90 degrees. Coming off, of course, a wet period here. Rainfall the last several days has averaged 1 to 3 inches, locally more, and we're going to add to that now over the next couple of days. As far as the rest of the tropics are concerned, Fred is leaving the field, so to speak. It'll have dissipated by, if not tonight, certainly tomorrow. And then we're tracking Grace, which continues to move through the northern Caribbean. A lot of thunderstorm activity really dumped, unfortunately, on earthquake-wary Haiti the last couple of days with flooding and mudslides. And Grace now looks to largely miss Cuba and slowly strengthen as it moves across the northern Caribbean, bringing heavy rain today and tonight to Jamaica, Mon, and then continuing west and potentially approaching hurricane strength as it approaches the Yucatan Peninsula. It does not look, and that would be, by the way, by about late tomorrow and tomorrow night. It will not spend a whole lot of time over the Yucatan Peninsula, and then it's into the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, where conditions look especially ripe for intensification, and we may have a hurricane in our hands by Thursday late and into Friday. But staying even south of Texas, and obviously well south and west of Florida, there'll be no local impacts, in other words, from Grace, but could be a hurricane hit on Mexico very late in the week or the early part of the weekend. And then we have Henri over the western Atlantic, developed from Tropical Depression number 8. It is, as expected, it has been slowly intensifying. This one sort of does a loop over the western Atlantic and the upper-level high-pressure ridge that protected Jacksonville and northeast Florida from Fred and is pushing Grace well to the south and west will also help with Henri in that it eventually is a brick wall, and Henri has to turn around and go to the north and then northeast. Now, it may get kind of uncomfortably close to parts of the mid-Atlantic of the east coast of the U.S. later in the week, but it should stay far to the north and northeast of Jacksonville with no true local impacts, although a little bit of a bump in the surf perhaps late in the week emanating from the center of Henri, which could briefly or for a while here go a little bit strong enough to become maybe even a low-end hurricane, although the official forecast is a tropical storm. The rest of the basin, nothing that has developed at the moment, but waves are marching off Africa, tropical waves, as they typically do this time of year, and I would fully expect at least one, if not two more named storms over the next week or two, perhaps long track systems that are going to head westbound, and of course, still too early to tell exactly where they might go, but the Bermuda High remains strong over the Atlantic. And certainly plenty to track as we approach the peak of the hurricane season now in little more than about 3 weeks. All the latest in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With AccuWeather weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 ActionNewsJax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.